Stop purifying their mind by way of concentration practice. They must train in wisdom. How you develop concentration? Here, should you develop concentration? There are 40 subjects of samatha meditation in a person can develop any of these to attain concentration. Those who cannot decide which meditation subject to be developed should start with the anapanasati mindfulness of breathing. Most people succeed in meditation by using either anapanasati mindfulness of breathing or four elements meditation. Therefore, let us now look briefly at how to practice anapanasati mindfulness of breathing. The development of anapanasati mindfulness of breathing is taught by the Buddha in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta. He says, Bhikkhus, in this teaching, a bhikkhu, having gone to the forest or to the foot of a tree or to an empty place, sits down cross-legged and keeps his body erect and establishes mindfulness on the meditation object. Ever mindfully he breathes in, and ever mindfully he breathes out. Breathing in a long breath, he knows I am breathing in a long breath. Or breathing out a long breath, he knows I am breathing out a long breath. Breathing in a short breath, he knows I am breathing in a short breath. Or breathing out a short breath, he knows I am breathing out a short breath. Experiencing the whole breath body, I will breathe in, thus he trains himself. And experiencing the whole breath body, I will breathe out, thus he trains himself. Coming the breath body, I will breathe in, thus he trains himself. And coming the breath body, I will breathe out, thus he trains himself. These instructions are taught by the Buddha in Mahasatipatthana Sutta for the beginners to develop jhana, higher concentration. So how do you practice? To begin meditating, sit in a comfortable position and try to be aware of the breath as enters and leaves the body through the nostrils. You should be able to feel it either just below the nose or somewhere around the nostrils. Do not follow the breath into the body or out of the body, because then you will not be able to perfect your concentration. Just be aware of the breath at the most obvious place. It brushes against or touches either the top of the upper lip or round the nostril. Then you will be able to develop and perfect your concentration. Do not pay attention to the individual characteristics or general characteristics or color of the nimitta, sign of concentration. The individual characteristics are the characteristics of the four elements in the breath, such as hardness, roughness, flowing, heat, supporting, pushing. The general characteristics are the impermanence, suffering, and non-self characteristics of the breath. This means do not know in or impermanent, or in of suffering, or in of non-self, nature, dukkha, anatta. Simply be aware of the breath, in breath, in of breath, as a concept. The concept of the breath is the object of the anapanasati. It is this object must concentrate on to develop concentration. As you concentrate on the concept of the breath, in this way, if you practice this meditation in a previous life and developed some paramis, you will easily be able to concentrate on the in of breath. If not, the visuddhi magga suggests counting the breaths. You should count after the end of each breath, in of one, in of two, etc. Count up to at least five, but not more than 10. We suggest you count to 8 because that reminds you of the Noble Eightfold Path, which you are trying to develop. So, you should go as you like, up to any number between 5 and 10, and determine that during that day you will not let your mind drift or go elsewhere, but be only calmly aware of the breath. When you go like that, you find that you are able to concentrate your mind and make it calmly aware of the only breath. After concentrating your mind like this for at least half an hour, you should proceed to the first and second stage of the meditation. Number one, breathing in a long breath. He knows I'm breathing in a long breath. Or breathing out a long breath, he knows I'm breathing out a long breath. This is first stage. Number two, breathing in a short breath. He knows I'm breathing in a short breath. Breathing out a short breath. He knows I'm breathing out a short breath. This is second stage. At this stage, you have to develop awareness of whether the in and out breaths are long or short. Long or short here do not refer to length in feet in inches, but length and time, the duration. You should decide for yourself what length of time you will call long and what length of time you will call short. Be aware of the this duration of each in and out breath. You will notice that the breath is sometimes long in time and sometimes short. Just knowing this is all you have to do at this stage. Do not know in out long or in out short. Just in out in, be aware of whether the breaths are long or short. You should know that by being just aware of the length of time, that the breath is brushes against and touches the upper lip or nostril around the nostrils as it enters and leaves the body. Sometimes the breath may be long throughout the sitting and sometimes the short, but do not purposely try to make it long or short. At this stage, the nimitta may appear. Nimitta is any sign of the breath. But if you are able to do this calmly for about 1 hour and no nimitta appears, you should move on to the third stage. Number three, third stage. Experiencing the whole breath body, I will breathe in. Thus he trains himself. And experiencing the whole breath body, I will breathe out. Thus he trains himself. This is the third stage. Here the Buddha is instructing you to have aware of the whole breath from the beginning to the end. In this stage, you should combine three together. When your breath is long, at that time you should try to know the whole long breath. When your breath is short, you should try to know the whole short breath. As you do this, the nimitta may now appear. It does not. Immediately, you should not, if nimitta is come, then immediately you should not shift your mind to nimitta, but stay with the breath. Because for beginners, when nimitta appear, nimitta is usually not stable. If you shift your mind to the nimitta, then very soon nimitta may disappear. Because of this reason, you should just concentrate on the natural breath only. When your concentration becomes stable, nimitta also will become stable. When you are trying in this way, when your concentration improves, usually your breath becomes subtle. If you are calmly aware of the breath from beginning to the end for about an hour, and no nimitta appears, you should move on to the fourth stage. Fourth stage is, calming the breath body, I shall breathe in, thus he trains himself. Calming the breath body, I will breathe out, thus he trains himself. This is the fourth stage. To do this, you should decide to make the breath calm and go on being continuously aware of the breath from the beginning to the end. You should do nothing elsewhere. Otherwise, your concentration will break and fall away. Now you can combine four stages together. When your breath becomes subtle, you should try to know the whole long subtle breath. When your breath becomes short, then you should try to know the whole short subtle breath. But if your breath is not become subtle, then Visuddhimagga suggests four paddhas of making the breath come. Number one, connection. Number two, reaction. Number three, attention. Number four, reviewing. Reaction means you should pay initial attention to the breath. You apprehend the breath. You advert the mind towards the breath object. To the effect, I will try to make the breath come. Number two, reaction means you continue to do so. That means you pay sustained attention to the breath that way, do it again and again. Keep the breath in the mind to the effect, I will try to make the breath come. This is when you are sitting only. When you are paying attention on the breath object, it is not necessary to decide in this way frequently. Number three, attention. Literally, deciding to make the breath come. Attention is the mental pada that makes the mind advert towards the object. Attention makes the mind conscious of the breath and know the breath calmly. Number four, reviewing. Reviewing means you review the breath, make it clear to the mind, to the effect, I will try to make the breath come. So all you need to do at this stage is to decide to calm the breath and to be continuously aware of it. That way you will be able to find the breath becomes calmer and calmer. And then when your concentration improves, the nimitta may appear. Just before the Nimitta appear, a lot of yogis encounter difficulties. Mostly, they find that the breath becomes very subtle and unclear. They may think the breath is stopped. The breath has stopped completely. If this happens, you should keep your awareness where you last noticed the breath and wait for the breath there. A dead person, a fetus in the womb, a drowned person, an unconscious person, a person in the fourth jhana, a person in the attainment of cessation, in a Brahma, only these seven types of person do not breathe. Reflect on the fact that you are not none of them, that you are in reality breathing, and that it is just your mindfulness which is not strong enough for you to be aware of the breath. When it is subtle, you should not make the breath more obvious, as the effort will cause agitation and your concentration will not develop. Just be aware of the breath as it is, and if it is not clear, simply wait for it where you last noticed it. You will find that as you apply your mindfulness and wisdom, in this way the breath will reappear.